The first LGBT Native American powwow in the United States is drawing thousands to its annual gathering in San Francisco. Rick Bacigalupi's film, Two-Spirit Powwow, takes you behind the scenes. KRCB's Adia White has this preview.
Coming out on the res was not an option for me, being that I was so young. You know, as a part of protection, I just played it straight.
It's very difficult, I think, for gay, lesbian, transsexual people to come out in the Native American community because they're very, very conservative. And with the growth of Christianity in our Native communities, they've become a lot more conservative.
You just heard an excerpt from the new documentary, Two-Spirit Powwow. To learn more about the annual gathering, I spoke with Roger Kuhn, member of the Porch Band of Creek Indians and powwow chair of the Bay Area American Indian Two-Spirits. He explained that Two-Spirit came about in the late 80s to push back against the way anthropologists described members of that community.
In the literature, they were referring to people with gender variants or sexual orientation variants, in a term that was loosely translates in ways to be very disrespectful about someone. And so the term Two-Spirit was adapted to sort of signify that we can be in charge of and we can tell and we can create our own stories about our traditions, about our people. I was first introduced to the term Two-Spirit in the early 2000s. I was living in New York City and I had met someone at the American Indian Community Center in New York City. He took me to a meeting, a Two-Spirit meeting, and I went, wow, this is it. This is what I've been looking for my entire life, being able to identify with a group of other Native people who share the same values around ceremony and tradition.
Can you talk a little bit about why it is so important that this powwow exists?
Sure. I think that visibility matters. And I think of stories that I hear about issues impacting Two-Spirit communities, such as high rates of violence, high rates of suicide, high rates of sexually transmitted infections, such as HIV. And the powwow is really an opportunity for Two-Spirit people to come together in a way that does celebrate tradition and says you're not alone. And there is a word in Muskoki, which is the language of my people. It's Anokachiko. And Anokachiko means love, but it means love in like the community sense. And when I am at the Bates Powwow, I experience that sensation, that feeling of, this is what Anokachiko means, to be in community with people, to celebrate, and to really feel that you have a place to be seen and the place that where you belong. The powwow circuit in general happens to sometimes feel very gendered and very sort of heterosexual. And so the Bates Powwow is unabashedly queer. We are queer, indigenous, Two-Spirit people, and we're celebrating that, and we're not hiding from that. We're not shying away from that. Really, these people, the community, including myself, can really feel like we have a place.
You can watch Two-Spirit Powwow Monday night at 9 on KRCB TV. Find out more about the film at norcalpublicmedia.org.